Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let them have it. Call the Fan at 877-337-6666. Powered by Superbook Sports. Visit Superbook.com.
The Fan, what's happening? This is the TK and Tierney Show. All is good. It is go time. All systems go. And we're doing a little scoreboard watching, which we have not done in a long time around here for football. Let's go Niners, beat the Dolphins. Let's go Rams, beat Seattle. Let's go Kansas City, beat the Bengals. Let's go Raiders, beat the Chargers. It is on. So, as we incorporate the Giants here and then get back to these calls, of course, the Jets quarterback situation, 877-337-6666. Giant tickets in about 18 minutes. We'll give them to you and in the 12 o'clock hour as well. All right. Stylistically, wet the whistle here, Teak, a little bit, all right? Stylistically, we know the Commanders are red hot. They won 6 out of 7, which is the best stretch in football. Nobody's been better than they have during that 7-game stretch in terms of wins. They're playing really crisp football. They've gotten healthier. So stylistically, what type of game do the Giants need to find themselves in to have a chance to win?
The same one they always are in.
Muck it up?
Yeah, not muck it up. Just play it close.
Hope Saquon plays great.
Yeah, well, run the football, obviously. It's the same thing that the Commanders are going to try to do with Brian Robinson and, why am I forgetting the other running back's name? It's off the top of my head. Gibson, yes. Gibson. They're going to try to run the football. Antonio Gibson and Tyler Heinicke, not ask him to do a ton. Because as much as you may like Tyler Heinicke, he's not a great quarterback. I mean, he's not like he's a world beater. Not like he's ever going to be that. But he does have a... As Julian Love told us, there's like this gamer in him. Like this he shows up and makes plays when he has to.
They say he's got a little juice, is what Julian told us.
Yeah, exactly. Juice. I couldn't think of the word. He's got a little juice in him that kind of shows up in important moments. So for the Giants to win this game, it's the same formula that they've had since the beginning of the season. Keep it close. Don't make mistakes. And when it comes down to it, somebody's got to make a play. Whether that's Saquon having a big run, whether that's Daniel Jones having a big run or making a big throw, or the defense coming up in a big part with a turnover or some sort of game changing play. That's their formula. I don't care who they play for the rest of the season; it's going to be their formula. They're not going to do something different just because the Commanders have a very similar MO, so to speak. The difference is the Commanders' defense has gotten really good over the last few weeks. Those 7 weeks that you're talking about, they're one of the tops in the league over that time span because they've gotten healthy. Mm-hmm. That's the challenge for the Giants, is how do they best a defense that's playing lights out right now.
I'm going to hit you with some numbers. Tell me what you think this represents. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
186, 176, 196. Oh, I didn't even realize it was that quite that sequential. 71, 217, 173, 202, 176, 197, 341, if I could read my own handwriting, and 228.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think those numbers are?
The number of rushing yards of the Commanders?
No, the number of passing yards Daniel Jones has had each game this season. Give me a neighborhood you think he needs to be in, because I know we always talk about the run.
Yeah.
What does Daniel Jones need to bring to the table to give this team a chance
to
win?
Zero.
It's a must-win game for the Giants.
Zero interceptions.
Must win.
Zero interceptions. That's what'll matter. I don't know if it necessarily matters how many yards he throws for.
Okay,
because they're going to run the football. They're going to try to run the football. They don't have the offensive weapons to sit for me to sit here and say Daniel Jones, he's have 250 yards passing. Because, I mean, Slayton, I think, is even questionable.
He
for
is
this.
Not practicing today. Yeah. I was just about to, I didn't want to interrupt you there, but I just
Friday.
Got that in my ear. Not practicing today.
And
that's not good.
Friday. That is not good
that ain't
at all.
Good.
And so, I mean, it's Kenny Golladay. It's. Who? David Sills and
Richie James.
Like, what are we looking at? Even though Bellinger, I think, may be coming back this week. I got to check the injury report, but I think I've read that earlier this week. So there's just not a ton of weapons, man.
No, I understand that.
And
we all know this.
It's got to be a ball control, mistake-free game. It's boring. And it's honestly why when we talk about the Giants, we talk about this off-air all the time. When we talk about the Giants, it's like, man, it's just a boring conversation because what are we actually talking about,
mm-hmm.
right? Win an ugly game. That's how they have to win.
Yeah.
And we all know it.
Yes.
We all know it.
You know,
play good defense, win an ugly game.
And the other topics that are primarily centered around the Giants are things we've been discussing for over a year.
Mm-hmm.
Daniel Jones's future, Saquon's future.
Mm-hmm.
I get it, but this is an absolute must-win game. I'm on the record. If the Giants don't win this game, they're not going to the playoffs.
It definitely is because they have the next time they play Washington, which is in two weekends after this one, the Washington is going to be rested off a bye week, and the Giants are going to have to go through Philly. So it's a grind for the next 3 weeks. For the Giants.
877-337-6666. It's Teak and Tierney on the Fan. Let's go to Ted in Pompton Plains. What's happening, Teddy?
Good morning, gentlemen. How you doing today?
What's up, man?
Hey, Ted.
Hey, listen, I we're beating this topic about Zach Wilson to death, but I just got a few things I want to just add to it. Nothing negative, really, against him. It's just that, number one, it's hard to believe that the Jets would trust the number two pick in the draft with a coach who has no NFL experience. He had 1 year experience coming in when Zach was drafted, and with an offensive coordinator who's only in his second year also. It's hard, most quarterbacks, we know this, don't excel until their third season. And he's only played 20 games.
Now, Ted, and think about this, Ted, as a source of comparison. Think about, and I'm not saying he's Mahomes, but we can only be so lucky. But think about when Mahomes gets drafted. He gets drafted to Kansas City, right? Who's the starting quarterback?
Alex Smith, who is
battle-tested, talented, but also very smart and sharing. Who's his head coach?
Right.
Who's his OC? I mean, look at the difference.
Yeah, and I think I have a suggestion for the Jets.
Go ahead.
Now that Frank Reich has been let go by the Colts, he's a proven NFL quarterback, a proven NFL coordinator and head coach. Why don't they reach out to him and see if they can bring him on staff as a consultant?
I'd love to.
Work directly with Zach and Len LaFleur and the quarterback coach.
We'll have Boomer hook that up. That's Boomer's guy. We'll text Boomer during the break. Tell him to get him on the payroll. He's done. By the way, Frank Reich played for the Jets for a minute. Yeah. I mean, here's the thing. As much as that would be awesome for the Jets, if I'm Frank Reich, I've got, higher aspirations than coming to take the training wheels off of Zach Wilson.
Yeah.
I mean, I was just the head coach.
Yeah. He's going to land somewhere.
Of course.
As an OC, maybe even get one of these new openings that happens in the offseason. Even though I don't feel like there's going to be a lot this offseason.
Yeah, it's funny you say that.
Because at this point, we're usually on, who's hot seat watch right now.
I just don't feel
like there is one. Obviously, Carolina.
He's done a decent job, though, actually.
He has. But Carolina's, it's an interim tag right now. Or did they take it off of him?
I believe it's still interim. I believe. I believe it's still interim.
I think you're right. So Carolina's the one. Maybe New Orleans, because that was an odd situation with Sean Payton retiring, basically, or whatever, agreeing to, not coach. It happened late. So maybe New Orleans, there's a situation. Chargers.
Brandon Staley. Yeah. That's one you have to look at. Maybe. Let's see. And they're playing the Raiders this weekend, so go Raiders. Let's see.
I mean, I doubt that.
What about Stefanski?
Mm.
That's always an interesting situation there. Let's play this game. I'm going to throw a bunch at you. You ready?
Okay.
All right. Stefanski.
Cleveland?
Yep.
I think I'm giving him another year.
I agree. Campbell's safe. He's done a pretty decent job. What if things go sideways for Rivera and the Commanders? Because think about coming into the year, the thought was, I don't know.
Yeah, but I'm still saying he's safe. Because they're 7-5 right now.
I understand that.
Right? They're in the playoffs if it ended now. And from where they started, the only thing that I think dooms him a little bit is I think he was on he's the one that wanted Wentz. He wanted Carson Wentz.
Yes, he did.
And Carson Wentz was a disaster,
mm-hmm.
an utter disaster.
Okay.
But if they pull out of this and survive it and finish over 500, you can't fire him.
I would agree. McDaniels, they don't have the money to eat that.
Nope.
That's been well chronicled there.
Yep, as much as he deserves to be gone.
Yep. Mentioned Staley. You know, are you concerned with Herbert's regression? Is that a fair word?
Yeah.
A little bit, right?
A little bit. Because, you know, remember 2 years ago, we were like, oh, God, the Miami Dolphins missed so bad. How terrible is Tua, and look how great Justin Herbert is.
Oh, yeah.
Tua is better than Justin Herbert.
I'll still take Herbert every day of the week.
I mean, most people probably would, but Tua is a better player than Justin Herbert is. He's more of a gamer than Justin Herbert is. And I think, interestingly, he's become more of a leader than Justin Herbert has been this year. So, yeah, there is a regression there, and it's kind of it's unexplainable.
Yep.
But it's somebody's got to take. That's why we're talking about Staley, even though they have a winning record currently. That's why he's kind of on the hot seat right now.
All right, let me give you three. There's three that are fairly. There's two that are fairly obvious, and one that is. I don't think the Texans will fire Lovie. They've been a little competitive. Unless, listen. If well, let me channel this the right way. If Sean Payton says, oh, we got the first overall pick? Okay. I love this quarterback. Yeah. I'll come coach you. See you later, Lovey.
Yeah.
But I think there's a chance he's retained.
I don't think he does that.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Kingsbury better worry, and Nathaniel Hackett, he's absolutely done. Hackett in Denver, there's no way he's coming back there. Cliff Kingsbury, yeah, they're a mess.
There actually might be more than I'm thinking.
Well, those two, Hackett's definite. He's gone.
Mm-hmm.
And Kingsbury, to me, is fairly definite. The Texans, there's always 4 or 5. No matter how much we say, maybe this is a light year.
Yeah.
It's just always a body bag on Monday, Monday.
It's interesting because we were just talking about Staley and the Chargers. And look, Justin Herbert hasn't had the weapons that he needs because those guys have been hurt out there. But if I'm Sean Payton, the job I'm taking is the Chargers.
Yes.
If it comes available. That's the one.
Especially with the Rams going down, mm-hmm. you take over LA. Yeah, well, you know Sean real well. You know he's going to coach at some point soon, right? There's no way he's sticking on TV forever.
No, I mean, he doesn't even look right doing TV.
Yeah.
I saw him the other last weekend.
I saw him, too.
In the suit, and he just
when he was next to Strahan?
Yeah, doesn't look right.
Nah, he looked like Bruce. Some guys aren't meant for TV. Not that he's not good on TV.
I'm like, Sean,
coach.
Go put the sweatshirt back on and be a coach.
I'm with you. 877-337-6666. Tiki and Tierney here on the Fan. You want to get us on Twitter, at Tiki and Tierney, WFAN. You can get us there. Giant tickets coming up in about 7 minutes. Also, in the 12 o'clock hour. All right, must-win games. I don't know how you frame it any other way. Must-win for the Giants. Must-win for the Jets. We'll get back to the calls here. A little something on Hal Steinbrenner as well. All right, Tiki and Tierney here on the Fan. So let me just put this out there. Robert Saleh just spoke. And the backup to Mike White on Sunday will be Joe Flacco. Is the backup, as expected, Zach Wilson again inactive. And let me tell you something. This is the way it needs to be for Sunday. I do think there's a chance it will change backup status-wise against the Bills. But I really, really commend the Jets for handling this in a way that can subject themselves to some real criticism. Oh, geez, the kid you drafted second overall isn't even putting his pads on. Geez, what a bad look. It helps that they're winning.
It is kind of a bad look.
It is a bad look.
But,
and it's softened by the fact that they're winning. So the other part of the conversation is, it's really about the Vikings-Jets.
Mm-hmm.
So I get that kind of obscures that they may have whiffed woefully on the second overall pick. But that is a hard pill to swallow when every national and local voice is basically saying, look at this guy on the bench, not even dressed.
Yeah,
I give him credit for sticking to him.
You're right.
They got to build him back up.
And so, other teams have this
this
situation, but it's different. Think about Jordan Love, even in Green Bay. Even it looks like he might actually play a little bit.
Yeah. He played okay, too.
He did.
He played okay. Right. When Aaron went.
Think about this. For his 3 years, basically 2.5 years, he was an afterthought.
But he wasn't inactive, and the guy in front of him was a legend and a Hall of Famer
and a
Super Bowl champion.
And it's different.
This guy's very different,
but think of the criticism that they were getting. It wasn't as loud because of Aaron Rodgers as you were talking about,
yeah.
But you still heard it, like, oh, what a waste of a pick.
Yeah,
like,
you should have gotten a receiver.
Exactly.
Is what you heard.
What are you doing? You wasted the pick.
Different type of energy.
Trey Lance is somewhat similar, even though it's a nuanced difference because Kyle Shanahan actually believes that he can be the guy. He can be better than Jimmy Garoppolo, and now he's hurt, so it's moot, so it doesn't matter. But that they're also a team that's kind of wasted a first-round pick on a quarterback because I don't think he's going to be the guy there ever. Maybe he will, but I don't see it yet, and it's been 3 years. So it's just not the second pick. It's different when it's number two. You could pick anybody, and you pick the guy who's now not even dressing 2 weeks in a row.
Listen,
and he's fully healthy.
That's why this is really, that's why I said in the first hour, this to me is really one of the most unique Jet games ever.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know that, again, oh, here we go, hyperbolic time. No, but really, think about this. Like, if you think about the circumstances, the Jets have, first of all, they've only taken 6 quarterbacks in the first round, and I've said this a few times, so I don't need to be repetitive here, but 6 quarterbacks in the first round in 54 years. Okay, that's number one. So right away, you're dealing with a dearth of premium assets that have actually been on the field.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And by the way, Kenny O'Brien and a few others were taken in the 20s. Pennington was number 20. Kenny O'Brien was in the 20s. Only two of those 6 were in the top 3.
Yeah.
And what is Zach and what is Sam Darnold? So it's a rare part of the mountain to begin with. And then you got this other guy, this no-name, this nomad, in essence, this transient collegiate existence, bouncing from this school to that school. And was it Western Kentucky? Was it Eastern Kentucky? Was it South Florida? Was it South Dakota? Nobody knew where this guy played.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, he was drafted by the Cowboys, but he didn't start. And you look up, and the guy's just throwing 3 bills around like it's going out of style. So when you look at what Zach was supposed to be versus what he looks like now, and which is awful, and then you incorporate the guy who might be a superstar. I know that sounds crazy, but the early flashes are favorable. This is craziness, really.
It's funny because Zach is supposed to be what Mike White is.
Yes.
This confident kid.
Only with speed.
Yes.
You know, an athlete.
Who is crushing a locker room. Guys love him.
Yeah.
He's confident because Mike White is. He's got the acumen, the skill set. That's what Zach Wilson was supposed to be. And it's interesting that it's actually Mike White who's playing more like Zach Wilson was supposed to be.
Let's go to Joe in Wilson Park, New York. What's going on, Joe? You're on the Fan with TK and Tierney. How you doing today, Joe?
Hey, guys. Doing great. I'm just giving you my mindset as a Jets fan. I'm riding this Mike White thing. I think it's great. You know, I hope we go into the playoffs and do well. But in reality, how many fifth-round quarterbacks have ever turned out to be a franchise quarterback? And how many quarterbacks that have played as bad and as inept as Zach Wilson have ever kind of turned it around? In my mind, the best scenario for the Jets, let's finish out the season well. Let's go out and sign Aaron Rodgers and have some fun next year.
Yeah, well, you know what? Peyton Manning was pretty terrible his first year, but he immediately turned it around. So it's hard to put him in that same category. But
the examples, listen, here's the problem. They're all antiquated. Like, you can go back to the Bradshaws, the Dan Fouts, the guys that came up in the 70s, threw a ton
of picks. But even more of a modern
Alex
era.
Alex Smith is the best one.
Mm-hmm.
Alex Smith was wretched with the 49ers. Multiple coaches. He was the first overall pick. I guess that would have been 05.
Mm-hmm.
And he missed a year. He was hurt. He had one year his completion percentage was like 48%. He was a disaster. Then Harbaugh came. Run heavy offense, really good defense, and we know what happened. So that's an example-ish. You know, you want to tell me Jim Plunkett, but Jim, you know, early on he was a disaster. Then he won a couple of Super Bowls with the Raiders. Like, we could cherry pick throughout history and bore everybody to tears, but the bottom line is it's very infrequent. Let's just offer that all-encompassing summation.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't happen often.
No, it doesn't.
Doesn't mean it can't happen ever. You know? Yeah. Another bumper sticker right there. Doesn't happen often, .. Doesn't mean it can't happen ever. A little wordy. I've got to tighten that up.
Yeah, that's
enough. A little two verballs for the back of a bumper sticker.
And it kind of feels like it just ends.
Hey. Let's get to Paul's in Newark. What's going on, Paul? How are you today?
What's going on, guys? How you been?
Yep.
Good. What's up?
I can't complain. BT, you got to start listening to your partner, man. Herbert is nowhere near Tua's level.
He's good. He's good. He does have the talent, but Tua has turned into a star.
Okay.
And maybe it's West Coast bias, but I'd prefer Tua at this point.
I'm starting a team tonight. I will draft Herbert over Tua. I will live with the consequences, if there are any.
Hmm.
I will die on the Herbert sword over Tua, who appears to be very brittle and smallish.
Who?
Tua.
No.
Yes.
Why is he brittle?
I don't know.
He's not brittle.
Well, he's been banged up a few times. First of all, in college.
Well, I mean.
And then he got concussed immediately. I mean, he's missed some time. What do you mean? Actually, he's been a pillar of health. Like he's Cal Ripken.
Yeah, but the college injury was just, it was freakish.
And listen, I'm a huge Tua fan.
Mm-hmm.
I love the kid. He done.
And then he got thrown in way too early in his rookie season. He was still battling, still trying to come back from the hip injury.
Yes, yes. Yes. You're really telling me? I'm not saying he's having a better season. I mean, Tua's in the top 2-3 MVP, even though Mahomes probably going to win it. Herbert for the next 10 years over Tua? Honestly.
I mean, so.
Let's get on the record.
Would I take Tua over? I would.
You really would.
Only because, like, I saw Tua in college, obviously. You know this, because I did call a bunch of Alabama games. He was so good in college, and he just felt so in control, and the guys loved him. And now I'm seeing that same thing replicating at Miami. But so much of this, and you can't discount this at all. I know we try to put it in vacuums, and this guy versus this guy.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The circumstances you find yourself in, coaching-wise, talent around you-wise, they matter so much. Something's going on in Los Angeles. Like, I don't know what it is. Something's going on out there with the Chargers. And because Herbert's having a decent season, right? His high completion percentage, he's only thrown, I think, 6 or 7 interceptions or something like that. But they're not winning, and he doesn't have talent around him. And it feels like it's deteriorating to the point where Staley's kind of on a hot seat, even though they're over 500. Whereas Tua has got Mike McDonald, who is just the man. And believes in him and has him playing at this ridiculously high level.
But that guy's an interesting
level.
Cat, isn't he?
Very.
See some of his like his unplugged.
Yeah, yeah.
He's mic'd up.
He's weird.
He is a weirdo.
He's just weird.
He's so weird that he almost what he puts out there in the ether. It's so weird that it almost makes you forget that you're about to get your brain busted playing football.
Mm-hmm.
That it like normalizes you. Like, if you hear...
I know.
It's in a good way. Like, it almost sedates you. It disarms you from being nervous or being... Not that these guys...
It's kind of like being too
confused, too much clutter in your mind.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It just kind of dumbs it down and loosens it up. Yet he's brilliant.
It's not dissimilar, even though it is not... It's not the same, but it's not dissimilar to Sirianni.
Yes, that's fair. Similar...
Who's quirky.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not... Dark, not dark, because Mike McDonald's not dark, but it's just kind of like, I don't know.
I know what you mean. I feel like Mike McDonald's like not How I Met Your Mother. What was that other show? The Science Guys. I don't think it's on now anymore.
The Science Guys.
Yeah, you would love this. It's funny. It was on Sundays. Come on, somebody help me out here. Jeez.
Do you know this, Zoo?
What was the name of the show? Oh, my God. With Parsons.
Oh, the Big Bang Theory.
Yeah.
Oh,
the Big like, Bang, McDonald's yeah. like a Big Bang Theory kind of a guy. Like, yeah, like a yeah, very, yeah. yeah. Hey, you go. Makes sense here,
it does. Now it does.
Yes. It's an interesting, unique kind of humor. That is
was
very,
that Sheldon?
Very funny. No.
Yes. Yes.
No, yeah, yeah. That's
because
true.
Now
that's
the
true.
Show is Young Sheldon.
That's right.
When he was a kid.
The spinoff.
Yeah. Yeah.
I haven't watched one second of it.
I haven't either, but I just know the name of it.
No. I mean, who's watching sitcoms on Sunday night? Mm. Who's watching sitcoms ever? Well, I don't even know what sitcoms are on, besides the one that we just mentioned.
If it's not bingeable on some streaming service.
Yeah, really? I've got no tolerance.
I don't have time for
it. I can't. That's the one thing about Amazon Prime. Somebody tweeted it, too. They're like, Al's like, all right, we're back in 30 seconds. You could say we're back in 30 years. I can't change the channel. Like, I'm trapped. I'm trapped, and I'm thinking the same thing. I forget who tweeted, but I'm thinking the same damn thing. We'll be back in 30 seconds. Great, I'll be here, dude, because the time it takes me to flip off this damn app to change the channels and then to get back, I'm not doing it.
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of the genius of it. The problem is when the game sucks and Al Michaels is disengaged.
He was. I don't want to start denigrating a legend. Al Michaels is the man. But, dude, he's just stealing money at this point. Mm. Stealing money. He's not even putting a ski mask on at this point.
And
he's just walking in saying, give me the money.
Give me the loot.
Yeah, otherwise I'm going to have to bust this place up. Like, it was awful.
And it's fun. I like Kurt, too.
Yeah, Herb I love Street. Kurt. Kurt Street's terrific, but it's not a good match.
They're not paired well. It's not a good pairing.
Why don't you jump in?
No.
Why not? I'll jump in.
I don't want the terrible games.
I'll take it. I'll take the money. I'll take any game. I don't care. I'll jump in and save the booth.
Who, the Bills? The Bills have
been
on.
The Bills have been on Thursday night 3 times already.
Is that fact?
Yeah, they're the first team to ever go 3-0 on Thursday night.
Well, because of Thanksgiving, too, obviously. No?
Right, no, yeah, but that's the first time. But
is that true, the first time?
There's been six, I think, teams we're talking about that have played 3 games on Thursday night.
Okay.
And every other team has gone 2-1 or 1-2.
Do you know the most recent? I mean, it's game.
There was two. There was one. I think in the past 2 years, there's been two as well.
Okay.
But they're the only team to go 3-0.
Look at Hoff popping his head out of the weeds with a little statistical.
Well, I couldn't figure
there.
Out the TV show you're talking about. So yeah, let me go back to sports. Hold on.
Yeah. Exactly. 877-337-6666 is our number. Football Friday. Tiki and Tierney on the Fan.
Your official station to talk Yankees. The Fan. 101.9 FM and always live on the free Odyssey app. Download it today.
Yeah, this will get you pumping a little bit on a Friday. Let's go. Let's go, Tiki and Tierney on the Fan. T, can I perhaps entertain you with a stat?
Yes.
I'm entertained by it because it speaks to their demise.
Go
ready?
Ahead. Yes.
So the Bills against the Patriots with Tom Brady, over 35 games. What do you think the record is from a Bills point of view?
Over 35 games. With the
Over 35 games, the Belichick-Brady duo against the Bills. Bills were what?
Bills were 12-23.
How about 3-32?
Get out of here.
3-32.
Holy cow.
You know what they are once Brady left?
What?
5-1. Confirmed.
Yeah.
Belichick overrated. I mean, you always laugh when I bring this up, but yeah. We're kind of getting like more evidence has started trickle in here.
Yeah.
Without Tom Brady, they're really not that good.
Yeah, but they also have Matt Patricia as their offensive.
Well, that's the head coach's fault. He brought him in.
Oh, no doubt about it.
So that's part of being the all-time best.
Doesn't it feel like Bill Belichick is like tanking this season?
He looks miserable.
He does, but also feels like this season he's just like, yeah, whatever happens.
You said that last year. And I didn't buy it.
Well,
no, I don't believe he's wired that
last
way.
Last year, I think they actually were trying. Like, they knew they had a rookie quarterback in Mac Jones. They knew they were deficient defensively. And so they were going to have to game plan the hell out of their way. But this year in particular, especially the offseason, it felt tepid, right? And then they bring Joe Judge back after he got fired by the Giants.
Mm-hmm.
They bring Patricia back after he gets fired by the Detroit Lions, and then they make those guys the offensive play call. Like, it just doesn't make sense to me.
Well,
it's almost intentionally bad.
You know he would never do that.
I know he wouldn't, but and then his son is like the de facto.
Two of his sons are on the staff.
Yeah, but one is like the de facto defensive coordinator.
Absolutely.
It's just.
Boy, he looks intense, huh?
He does, but I don't know if he's like qualified for the job.
Go get him, son.
I know. It's like. have setting up my I'm setting up my coaching tree. You know, here you go. Take this job to be the offensive coordinator. It'll prepare you to be the head coach somewhere. I was like, what?
Listen, let me just throw this out there. So when Brady was there, this Brady's presence offset one very real dynamic about the Patriots. All right. Now in the NFL, since money's different than in the NBA, even though the Patriots have historically underpaid, mm-hmm. I get that. They get rid of a guy a year too early rather than too late, and even Brady took probably $10, $12, $15 million less than he needed to, whatever. But the Patriots now are—I think the Patriots might be the most undesirable place to play in the NFL.
Oh, because they're not winning?
Well, first of all, being around Belichick, yeah. And again, this is not disrespect. He is—I mess around, you know, but he, I mean, I mean it— When I say the stuff about with what he's like without Brady, that is a fact. But he's still an all-time great coach. I'm not trying to diss him. He's phenomenal, right? But without Tom Brady, who at least gives you a chance to win a championship, meaning you would tolerate the joyless approach to your craft collectively that must permeate every angle of that building, I would not want to play there.
Mm.
Unless I had no other option in terms of making money, I would not want to play for the Patriots.
It'd be hard to go there, right?
Why would I go there?
No, you wouldn't.
Why?
You wouldn't because
I'm not going to win a championship and we're going to have zero fun. Why would I do it?
Well, the only reason that you would do that is because you don't have options elsewhere type of thing. Like if you're high, you remember Revis. Darrell Revis is the perfect example. Or Chris Long. Right, left their previous teams or free agents, still good players, and they kind of want to win a championship, so they go to New England.
That's right.
If those guys were free agents now, they're not going to New England.
There's no chance.
Yeah,
and that's my point.
And so, but the idea that he is worse without Tom Brady, I think.
Well, it's not an idea; it's a fact. It's proven out.
It is a fact, but who made who? Like, did Tom Brady make Bill Belichick, or did Bill Belichick make Tom Brady?
And, let me tell you,
and by extension,
wrong it's, on both.
By
the
extension,
answer,
it's Josh McDaniels.
AC/DC. No, but listen, I mean, we can quibble all day. It seems like it's a boring place to play. Their offense is pedestrian. Their defense is good, but they are nowhere near championship viable. That's not changing anytime soon. And the guy that you got to work with every day appears absolutely miserable.
Yeah, but I'm not even talking about that. I'm talking about Bill Belichick being Bill Belichick, if Tom Brady's not there. If they have another competent quarterback,
yeah.
I think Bill Belichick still could win. But
just not as frequently. Well, and the reason why he's the GOAT is because of the frequency of the wins. I'm not saying he couldn't stumble upon some success.
Yeah.
Come on, you got to grant me this. Stop battling me on this so we can move on.
You know, I'm just debating you.
All right, I got you. Smack Talk on the Fan brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings. 'Tis the season to be saucy. Maybe a little sauce gardener. Now, Buffalo Wild Wings, give the gift of epic. Buy $25 in gift cards and get a $5 bonus now through December 31. At participating Buffalo Wild Wing locations, bonus coupons are valid from January 1st, 2023 through February 28th, 2023. At participating locations toward the purchase of food or non-alcoholic beverages, visit buffalowildwings.com/gift-cards for additional items. 877-337-6666. Danny's in Seaford. Talk about his Giants getting ready for a big one. What's up, Danny?
What's up, Danny?
Hey, what's up, guys? First things first, if you want to watch on Prime, if you have like a picture-in-picture on your TV.
I can't watch
that.
You can
go back and forth.
No, I get too confused. I can't. That bothers me. Nope.
Right. Yeah, the remote controls are complicated these days. I'm only half joking.
My vision's not what it was. So
I'm only half joking. I'm like,
hitting the wrong button.
Which button do I push?
Where's last? Where's exit? Where's guide? Where's DVR?
That's better than nothing. Better than nothing.
That's true. This is true.
The last couple of weeks watching the Giants, my whole attitude has changed. I mean, Tiki, do you think they're going to have a tough second half?
They are simply because of who they're playing. I mean, they have the toughest remaining schedule. I know Boomer said this basically every day for the last 2 weeks. The Giants have the toughest schedule pertaining to opponent win-loss record of any team in the NFL. So, yeah, they're going to have to win and beat some teams that they're maybe not supposed to. So it's going to be tougher in that regard. But with that being said, Danny, I think that you know, the Giants can beat any team if they play their game. If they play their game the right way.
I don't agree with that.
There's no way that's true. They can beat teams.
Oh, you said any team.
Well, I mean,
there's no way that that's true.
Well, the Jets beat the Bills, and the Bills were...
Jets have a lot of talent.
Okay, hold on. The Jets beat the Bills, and the Bills were... But the Bills on paper were superiorly talented, right? The Jets have a ton of talent, obviously, but the Jets beat the Bills. Mm-hmm. The Giants beat the Ravens, and even though the Ravens are flawed clearly this season, they... Even though they're really good, they get out to leads. Do you see these stats? Mm. Like, they've gone out to double-digit leads.
Oh, they've collapsed a few times.
They've collapsed every loss they've had this season.
I think it's like four of them. Four big collapses. That's true.
They were up on the Giants by 10.
I know. That's one of them for sure.
So,
something's up in Baltimore. I don't know.
As much as I want to say Baltimore stinks, they don't.
Oh, they don't stink, but they're not what they were.
Yeah, something is weird with the finishing of games. I don't know if it's – whatever it is. But anyways, the Giants – They win games they're not supposed to because they play mistake free, and you know not every team has that philosophy. They're just let's call the plays and let's execute, and if mistakes happen, we'll recover from it. The Giants can't recover from it.
Yeah.
So if they play a team, say like I don't know Kansas City, and they play ball control, they hit 6 minute drives, they score touchdowns on those drives, and then force the other team to play with the pressure to do the same. That's how they win. And so they could beat anybody, not that they will. It's just going to be a hard grind for them the last half of the season because they have some talented teams on their schedule.
Yeah, it's a tough one. Both the Jets and the Giants have a lot of tough games. Kenny on Staten Island. What's up, Kenny? How are you today?
What's going on, guys?
What's up, Kenny?
I told you, producer, it's going to be a white Christmas.
Mike White Christmas?
Love it.
A Mike White Christmas? I love it.
I'm actually heading out to Minnesota this weekend for the game.
Oh, nice. What's the weather? What's the weather going to be?
Oh, it's going to be cold. It's going to be in the teens. So the good thing is it's indoors. So I only just basically in and out of restaurants. That's the only time I'll feel the bite.
You know, it's funny, Kenny. I don't know what kind of Jets contingent we get out there. Like we had a good representation in Green Bay. I was actually part of a travel, but there was others too. Miami always gets a lot of Jet fans. Buffalo, Patriots. I wonder if Jet fans are. I can't imagine we have a ton going out to Minnesota.
I think you're going to get a lot of young guys that are in college out in the Midwest making the trip.
All right. Well, those are the guys you want to hang out with anyway. They know where the good times are.
Listen, I'm 59, but I'll hang out with them any day.
If they let you.
I'm 59 to that 21, so it's always a lot of fun.
They'll be like, hey, Pops, buy us some beers,
buy us
man.
This, buy us that, Pops. You can hang.
Not a problem. But basically, with Mike White, just ride him. You know, listen, just because Zach was picked number two, doesn't mean that he's supposed to play. We've seen it in the past, all these quarterback busts taken high. Jamarcus Russell, Ryan Leaf, you know, there's a ton of them.
Yep.
You got to play, you got to play the hot hand.
Yeah.
And what Mike White has done in four starts, Zach hasn't even come close to putting up the numbers he did against the Bengals and last week against the Bears. And I don't want to hear about the Bears defense. Everybody in this league gets a paycheck. So it's not like you're playing Division III.
No, true.
I agree with that.
True, but they had some guys that were playing that just hadn't seen the field in a long time.
Yeah, but to Kenny's point, to your point, does anybody think that Zach would have put up those numbers, like replicate?
Yeah, no,
I don't. It wouldn't have looked that way.
No, you know what? Mike White looked the part. He's a pocket passer, and that makes your offensive line look better because when he can't check down, and what about the passes to the sideline, the bubble screens that Mike White completes? And that Zach was throwing 5 feet over to receive his head,
To Berrios. Yeah, it drives me crazy. That's frightening. It's terrifying when you see that.
Yeah,
with Mike White stepping in the pocket, that makes your offensive line better because the offensive line is doing the job.
Yeah,
create that pocket.
Yeah, and by the way, this is what Mike LaFleur's offense is supposed to look like. Right. Think about
100%.
Think about where he came from. Right. He came from.
Thanks, Kenny. Have a good trip.
You know, think about what his brother does, and what San Francisco does, and even Mike McDonald in Miami. What he does, it's the same. It's all kind of similar. It requires a very good passer of the football. And you may love or hate Jimmy Garoppolo, but with talented weapons around you, like the Jets have, that's what this offense needs. You need someone who's accurate, who gets the ball out on time and lets the playmakers go make the plays. And Mike White does that. So, I mean, we said this at the beginning of this week, after Mike White's performance on Sunday against the Bears. I mean, Mike White might have saved Mike LaFleur from being on the hot seat. Right? Because as much as we were killing Zach, we were also killing his coordinator. And now we're not.
Yeah. You know, I've given the Jets some credit here for some tough love. My only fear is that it's too late. You think it's too late?
For Zach?
Yeah.
No, he's because
like, the way the public's reacting and the sentiment toward
what?
Mike.
I got to tell you, it's a good question. I'm glad you bring it up. Because if we were in, I don't know, pick another city, Arizona, Zach Wilson would have 4 years.
And we'd also have a tea time today.
Exactly. That's true. But he'd have 4 years. All right. Yeah, we know he's dead. Yeah, he's got to sit down.
But what? Josh Rosen didn't.
But he's still like
that. So is that true?
That's a good question. I think Josh was a fraud, just to be honest with you.
Okay. Keep going.
And by the way, we knew that.
Well, we had him on. We talked about
it. We were like,
yeah. Yeah, I hear it.
Zach's not that. Zach's a grinder, man. He wants to be great.
Uh-huh.
He's not ready to be it. So if he was in Arizona, it'd be like, all right, he's still our guy. You can sit down for a couple of games. You'll come back. We'll have patience with you. And the Mike White situation could have occurred. You'd be like, but Zach's still our guy. We drafted him. Let's make it work. In New York, once the fan base turns on you, it gets really hard to ignore the noise.
It's tough.
It's noise everywhere. And you might not say you're listening to it, but you hear it, man. I'm not listening to anything. I'm not listening. There's a newspaper in the locker room, right? You're on blast on the cover, back cover, right? There's social media. It's just crushing you, the talking heads, us and everybody else. It's like you just can't escape it in New York, whereas in other cities, you can kind of get away from it. And the fan base isn't as visceral like we are here.
I don't, you know, and not just to debate, I don't even know if you can really escape it. It's obviously more intense here.
Yeah.
But with social media, I don't think you can escape it anywhere.
But it's different. Like I think
Kyler Murray's getting pounded. He's out in Arizona
well, that's
now
because he's a jerk. Well, but the impatience here is different. You know, like it's all right. We gave you a shot. Get out of here, kid.
Mm-hmm.
Now the resurrection is also awesome.
Oh, nobody will lift you high, exactly. And nobody will kick you lower than us, boy.
So
we are good at that.
How you deal with that?
We'll raise you up like the Lion King. Yeah.
How you deal with that is important.
Yeah, I got
and
you.
So that's the next step for Zach is how is he going to deal with all of this stuff? By the way, Portugal goes down to Korea. Korea goes through to the knockout stages. That's pretty amazing.
Wow. 9 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Let's go, boys.
Get those Bloody Marys ready.
USA.
How's our boy? What's the guy who scored the goal? What's his name again?
Christian Pulisic.
Pulisic?
Yes.
Is he all right?
Not the captain. Tyler Adams is the captain.
Saying the guy who got hurt on the goal. Is he all right?
They say he's going to be.
Is he going to play? Right. He was in the hospital the other day.
I don't know.
I mean, jeez.
I don't know.
Is he playing? Big Zoo? Is he playing?
They said he's going to play.
Get the needle.
He's practicing yesterday and today, so he should be good to go. Whether it's starting, we don't know.
Okay. Pelvic contusion.
Well, listen, if you can't start, to me, if you can't start, you can't play. But if you can play, you can start. I never understood that. Like, you're good enough to go out and give me something. Just start the game.
And by the way, he's the only one that has scored a goal, and he assisted on the other goal.
We got to get some shots tomorrow.
They scored two goals.
I know.
The U.S.
Trust me, I'm aware.
Got to finish.
Yeah, I mean, you had to actually watch every second to see the goal. I mean, the goals.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's, oh, did you see the United States score? No. Yeah, I watched like 5 hours of soccer.
They also did not concede a goal, except for on a spot.
Yep. 877-337-6666 is our number. Tiki and Tierney are the fans. So, who do you have more faith in? Mike White this weekend or the Vanilla Vic? And we'll get to that. Danny Jones, big games all around. All that as well. Tiki and Tierney on the fan till 2. And that is Carter Roberts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.